I'm glad Bill isn't doing tonight because he would just pick three Ryan Gosling characters.
I thought about, I'll be honest with you guys, I thought about making my my number one pick Riggs from fucking Lethal Weapon.
Why
with
didn't
that
you?
Hair.
Riggs? But who the fuck is Riggs?
What? Martin goddamn Riggs from Lethal Weapon? The greatest movie franchise known to man?
Mel fucking Gibson.
Yeah, but that's a man.
Martin Riggs can be whatever he goddamn wants. How dare you gender him?
He's suicidal. You gotta be careful what you say around
him. He's a non-binary action hero.
All right. Happy 4th of July, everybody in the United States, and welcome to another mini episode of Hold My Popcorn. I'm Max Healy out of Nashville, and with us in Boston, we have Tim Begin. Timmy, how was your little one-week hiatus?
Oh, it was good. I got a lot of stuff done. I took a couple of dumps, and that's about all I did. So,
it's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's how I spend my free time.
Just pooping. Okay.
Yep.
All right, and also in Sacktown, California, we have John Anoshak. How's it going, buddy?
It's just fine. I'm sitting here swirling a nice glass of Albarino.
Ooh.
It's tasty. I get notes of tennis ball and cat's anus. And by the way, speaking of cat's anus, I am actually stroking a velvety, silky pussy right now. And that's a pussy cat for everyone out there with your mind going into the gutter. So, yeah, pretty good.
Hot start for John.
There's been several times editing in which I just hear in the background. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would lock it out of the bedroom, and then I figured out, okay, if I let him in, it'll be okay. He won't have a fucking meltdown, which, whatever. So I figured it out.
Problem number one, you own a cat.
You ever rubbed your dick on a cat before? It's great. There's no static. Christ.
I feel like cats should be treated like Japanese children.
What?
They should just like throw them off a ledge as soon as they're born.
Okay.
I don't think that's what they do with Japanese children.
No.
Japanese daughters.
That's, I mean,
that's not any better.
I think you're thinking of China, but I don't think that's right either.
Same thing. Same thing. One of those weird countries.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a billion of them there. I don't fucking
know. The reason why they don't have any children in Japan is because they've decided that they don't want to have sex anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, they go pay to be hugged and cuddled, and then they go home.
It's a true story.
Like, yeah, it's weird.
You can also buy like used panties in vending machines.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna knock all their traditions.
So for the next episode of Hold My Popcorn, we're broadcasting live from a Japanese panty vending machine. Tim Begin has actually crawled inside said vending machine.
Top five panties in this vending machine right now. Go.
Polka dots.
C4, B2. Yeah, but so we also got Derek Brady out in Nashville. How's it going, Derek?
I'm just wonderful, guys. You know. 4th of July.
There it is.
I'm pleased to live in this beautiful country of America with no flaws or faults. This is a pretty terrible rendition.
Wow, this is a good version.
Oh. But yeah, I'm as opposed to Juan in Sacramento, I'm pretty sure they had like Anne Frank as the background of that. One shot of that. I don't know. That's weird. I'm drinking beer. As is tradition, I'm getting notes of barley, malt, and hops, and ready to talk about some sexy bitches.
So that's disrespectful, number one. Mm-hmm. I'm Californian, so I have to point
You're not
that out.
Californian. Go fuck yourself. You just live in California.
Wherever you pay taxes, you might as well just become.
If you don't have a return flight, you're from California. They just take you in.
I've been quarantined.
Give us your money. All right, well, we're still rocking and rolling through our blockbuster summer, but since this has been a male-centered month, we figured we'd do one for the ladies. Not really, but this is a female-related episode in which we're going to be discussing our top three female vixens in action movies.
Yeah.
You could make the argument that this is the least likely podcast for a woman to listen to that we're going to do.
as we objectify.
We're going to over under 75 the times we mention tits in this podcast.
Oh, will you guys stop it? This is in no way, shape, or form about objectifying women. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be totally respectful throughout this.
Good.
As he says that with his fingers crossed behind his back.
Yep. With his hands down his pants.
Yeah. That's right. Tim's doing this podcast fully nude.
Fingers crossed up my butt and the other hand somewhere else. So
don't worry about that one. Yeah. It's a good thing we got a mic stand. All right, well, as far as requirements go, these vixens had to be in a movie that made at least $100 million at the box office, and they either have to be a star of the movie or one of the main leads, and that's really all the requirements. So some of us may have made our selections based off of being badasses, others maybe made their selections based off of how hot they are, but we're going to find out.
Hey!
So let's just do that right now. So who wants to go first?
I say that we go around and then like start like, okay, what's your fifth? And we go around the circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Wait. I thought we did three.
We did do three.
We're doing three, yeah.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was top five. Okay, well, I got some decisions to make.
Well, I'll go first. My first one, well, first off, so my list, to be completely frank, I lucked out because I forgot about the 100 million part, but I think we're going to make this work. Okay. My list was built not off the like actual best characters, rather the amount of times I've masturbated to each.
What a surprise, Baka.
Yikes.
Now any female listener is definitely tuned off.
Insert yes. Preble.
And the FBI has started to tune on.
Here.
This episode's for the ladies. Okay, here's my top three jerk-offs.
Oh, God.
It's my spank bag.
I want to hear a figure next to each one of these, too, by the way.
Tim, I can't count that high. I'm from Tennessee, for Christ's sake.
Oh, okay, at least an estimate.
So that's at least 10.
You can just say all of my fingers and toes, if that helps.
I want to know about actual climaxes. I don't want, like, oh, mom walked in, whoops, like, the time
or, like, shit and blanks.
That's a good point,
know,
John.
Before I was fully this developed.
The
first one, considering it's number three out of all female action movies of all time, should be pretty surprising because it was made in 2017. And this is the wonderful, beautiful, leggy Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Yeah. You gotta love a woman. We're not gonna objectify women at all.
Dude, she just could be like the hottest female like movie star out there.
Alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is attractive.
All the boxes, even the accent. I mean, and the
very
good at playing naive. Like, oh, is that a pickle in your pocket? What is that?
So that
I don't know. Why didn't you find out?
It is salty.
oily grundle.
It's kind of green too, actually.
So, John, you actually hit my first point, which is you've got to love a woman that is immediately vulnerable by having a very tenuous grasp on the English language. She looks good in metal and latex.
She can kill you in 12 different ways.
Yeah, she's not afraid.
I just love how Paco's like, the first thing he looks for in a woman is the level of vulnerability.
It's whether they can consent, yes or no.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? No? Yeah. Good.
Like a real Dennis Reynolds vibe to that.
Well, it's funny you say that because she knows her way around a fucking whip too, which you can't hate that. And yeah, I mean, probably most importantly for me, she's not afraid in the history of Wonder Woman to strap on the old red, white, and blue. And that just whoo, whoo,
whoo. In honor of the 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to play the Star Spangled Banner again, guys?
Hold on, just make sure Tim can get his finger out of his butthole before you can salute.
Well, that's a little difficult because his fingers are crossed inside of his asshole, so he's got to untangle them first.
Yeah. They're in a fucking, the German pretzel.
Can you imagine just the smell in the room that Tim is recording in right now? Just like...
Yes, because I'm in a 10 by 10 room, and I know what that smells like.
Uncovered, uncured taint. Just... Rectal gases. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, is that all you got for Wonder Woman?
Yeah, let's move it along. Who's next?
Let's just ask the Tim's coworker who walked into his office the one time. We should ask her.
She just had gallbladder surgery, and I'm wondering if it's related.
All right, Tim, who did you pick?
My number three vixen is none other than Elena de la Vega, or played by Catherine Zeta-Jones from The Mask of Zorro.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And the reason why I've picked her is because I'm fairly certain that this movie and this character, her character, is what ticked me into puberty. I'm pretty sure I was just sitting there. There are no hormones activated in my body. I'm just sitting there being like, girls suck. Let's go out and play baseball, huh, guys? And all of a sudden, I see this movie come on, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, pimples, and I can't stop feverishly jerking.
Pimples and boners.
Yeah. And beyond her great looks and her wonderful yabos that were constantly smashed together in those like old world dresses. She was pretty badass in this movie as Antonio Banderas, or Zorro, taught her how to be a badass Zorro, woman Zorro. So, you know, she tick all the boxes for a vixen.
I just remember the VHS DVD commercials of that, and then they would end it with like her getting her dress cut off and she's just like completely naked.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Wow. Thank you, Tim.
Yep. That was like a PTSD moment for me because I'd completely forgotten that existed. And as soon as you said something about it, Max, it just took me right back. Catherine Zeta-Jones is like the original, just like fucking babe, man. Like she was
really
one of the,
is hot.
Oh my god! Like and chick checked every box. Fucking smoking hot, beautiful face, banging fucking body, and just again. A tenuous grasp on the English language.
Well, she is English. She doesn't have a tenuous grasp on it. She's from England.
I thought she was Spanish. Sorry, guys.
Just because they're tan doesn't mean they're from south of the border. Pocket.
What about having a name like Catherine Zeta-Jones, you fucking dick?
There are people from other, like, you know, descendants from other countries in England. Like, England did colonize many places.
Also, if you take out the Zeta part, her name's just Katie Jones.
That's a good point, Max.
I stand by my point. I stand by it.
All right. How about you, John?
Okay, so I'm going to go with Letty Ortiz, so played by Michelle Rodriguez in The Fast and the Furious.
Someone has to have this on their list.
Oh, my God. I mean, so, you know, you talk about how, you know, Katie decided, she put you through puberty. This was just like my first crush, and, well, after we're off mic, I will tell you a separate story, because this shouldn't be on the airways, but either way, this is like my first real boner, looking at that, and you know what? First box, she knows her way around a stick shift, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You're like a woman with a little rough around the edges there, John.
I like to know that I could be sexually assaulted at any moment.
Yeah, you want it to be as likely for her to mount you as it is for you to mount her.
John likes a girl who can crawl under his undercarriage and knows what she's doing. Yeah. Okay.
Change that oil.
Yeah,
she knows how to feather the clutch. I mean, you know, it's, just saying. So, like, first box right there, you know. But she turns the tables where, like, you know, she comes back, like, you know, Monday after work and is really drunk and is just like, well, I mean, kind of Paco, you and Max's relationship. Grab your ankles. I'm going in dry.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But, you know, very fit. You know, once again, tan. Super fucking crazy wicked attitude.
I just realized, I just looked at my list, they're all white girls, which is shame on me. We just had two Latinas and an Israeli, and you guys know me, I like the darker skin.
I should have your list.
Yeah, for real though. All right. I just realized that. God damn it. Oh well. Okay. For me, my first one's Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. Batman Returns.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting call.
Yeah.
So I'm going for badasses here. So she is still the best Catwoman that they've had, even though her character, and you know, is not necessarily the same from the comics. She's more of like a dominatrix zombie hybrid that has 9 lives in that movie. But I got a couple of fun facts here. So her costume was air vacuumed, so she only had a limited amount of time per take before she would pass out. So that's great. That's going on. Yep. You want to talk about those whips?
Speaking of vulnerable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. God, this is really bad.
So she can be choked. So you like to choke, don't you, Max? That's what I'm taking out of this.
Yep. Yep. It's not false. Also, okay. So okay. My parents are listening to this. That'd be weird.
She also Hello. Has a knack for using her tongue, Max. That's something you're forgetting about.
That is a great scene, by the way, when yeah. she licks Keaton, and then Keaton licks his mouth after she does it.
People forget how like that Michelle Pfeiffer was like the hottest person in the world for like 10 years.
Yeah, she was a fox in like the mid 80s into the mid 90s. Yeah. And blondes aren't really even my thing, but yeah, she actually learned how to use that whip in the movie. So no CGI or anything there, no stunt doubles. And then do you guys actually remember the scene in that movie when she like eats the bird?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, she actually put a real live bird in her mouth because she thought all the prop birds looked too fake. Yeah.
Did she kill the bird?
No, she spits it. She opens her mouth and then the bird flies out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would have been way more badass if she killed it.
It would be. And also, last thing too, she wasn't even the first choice. They had cast Annette Bening in the role, but then she got pregnant, and they had to recast. Yep.
Annette Bennett.
Who's
Bening.
That?
Oh, Annette God. Bening. So she's a mom for American Beauty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say they cast Patrick Swayze.
I mean, they could have. The Swayze could have pulled it off.
Could you imagine Swayze in that fucking cat suit?
Annette Bening.
And we have hit our first snag.
That is terrible. What a terrible casting choice that would have been. Michelle Pfeiffer is far superior.
Much better.
Also, it's great too. Yeah. Like extra box there for me is that it's like a good girl gone way bad, and there's nothing quite like corrupting somebody. It's wonderful.
She got the crazy hair too. Towards the end, it's just getting wild.
Ooh.
All right, so my second best action movie vixen is none other than Dr. Christmas Jones from The World Is Not Enough, played by Denise Richards, who, in this movie, especially when she is dunked into the nuclear reactor water and she's in that wet t-shirt, gazungas. And one of the greatest movie lines that like flew way over my head when I was a young man watching this movie was none other than this sequence of lines where James Bond goes, "I was wrong about you." And Christmas Jones goes, "Yeah, how so?" And then James Bond goes, "I thought Christmas only comes once a year."
Yeah.
Boom.
Sitting there,
we're talking
sitting
about
there,
fucking.
It's like a 10-year-old being like, "I don't get it."
It's like in the third Indiana Jones movie when Sean Connery's like, "She's German." And then Indy's like, "How do you know?" It's like, "She talks German in her sleep." Like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, shit.
That would be horrifying to wake up next to where it's just like, "Oh, nein, it's Kent, it's mein Wassermelon." It's just so fucking angry.
Well, my number two is the classic, the timeless Nancy Callahan from the movie Sin City, played by the sexy, the sensual, the luscious Jessica Alba.
Yes.
Can we talk about Jessica Alba in a movie with not only Bruce Willis, but also Mickey Rourke playing a 19-year-old stripper? Need I say more?
Basically her last big movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened to her, but we need to figure that out and get that fixed. But
Dane Cook.
And Tim, this is a question. This is a question for you. How many times have you personally, alone in a dark room, surrounded by scented lotions, watched those slow-mo black and white Jessica Alba stripping scenes from this movie? Because personally, I repainted the walls in my parents' house to those scenes. So
I rarely do such activities alone. I'm a man.
Understandable.
I'm a man in the public.
Only you sit on trains. A park bench in Boston. Yeah. You sit on a park bench out in front of Faneuil Hall.
There are three places that I enjoy myself, and it is planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, so the first one, Wonder Woman, obviously killed at the box office. This one made $150 million. I think it was $158 for Sin City. So, yeah. If there's no other comments, we'll move on to next.
It makes me want to go back. I never saw the second one because of Eva Green. Is that her name? The actress? She's not on my list, but God, is she up there.
Yabba's for days.
It's all about those eyes. Fuck me eyes.
All right. I'll go next for this one. So just talk about the box office. For the next one, mine, rated R movie, made $523 million. It's old Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor in Terminator 2.
Oh. Again, a woman with some rough edges.
Certainly not a vixen, but
she's a leading character. Not a vixen in the classical sense, Max.
No, in any sense.
Doesn't look like a rusted out four wheeler sense.
She's a vixen in
a heroin addict, but
she's a vixen in the I'll choke you while I peg you sense.
She's definitely desert sexy and probably likes you to go at her while you point a gun at her head. It's that kind of
thing. So see who can end, like who can just finish first before we unload this chamber. Just firing off rounds.
Having sex with her on the back of a Harley riding through the desert.
It's got to be a beat up Bronco.
Happy late anniversary, OJ. But just one of the best movie transformations from one film to the next. Because in the first one, she's soft-spoken, kind of soft-bodied. It's a pushover. And then they introduce her in the second movie. She's doing like a million push-ups, a million pull-ups. Just beating up guys that have like 100 pounds on her. It's just like we'll talk about rigs. It's just a lethal weapon.
And has badass connections in the desert that have miniguns and RPGs just like hidden in the ground.
Yes. So she actually learned how to pick locks in this movie. She had an Israeli commando, taught her judo and how to fire and reload guns. And then as far as her training regiment goes, she worked out 3 hours a day, 6 days a week for 12 weeks in preparation for the role.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then she also...
I want to do that.
I mean, she's fucking jacked in that movie.
Tim's getting sick just thinking about that.
It's like, I am.
3 hours? I haven't done 3 hours in 3 years. And she also suffered permanent hearing loss in the elevator shootout scene, which James Cameron used. So if you go back, you can actually kind of see her flinch, but she still stays in character. Keeps on firing.
Good for her. She's good.
There you go. What about you, John?
All right, so I'm going to Bond 2. Xenia Onatopp, who was played by Famke Janssen or whatnot. Super crazy Russian, like you don't know if she's gonna fuck you or she's gonna kill you or if she just goes full Black Widow and fucks you and then strangles you with her fucking iron
crazy
thigh.
Eyes.
Oh, is this from Goldeneye?
Goldeneye. Fucking
yes.
Goldeneye, dude.
Dude, I was thinking about going with her.
I mean, yes. Dude, like, especially like when she was in like the Russian like urban camo outfit and the fucking army hat. I'm just like,
yeah,
she can invade my fucking Crimea. But it was all about the thigh suffocation, and she almost gets Bond with it at one point. And it's one of the closest times I've seen Bond to death, because usually it's bullets and that. You'd never think it would be a woman's thighs.
Mm. What you didn't see was what was happening below the belt as he was getting strangled.
That's why it went on for so long.
Yeah. He just kept mouthing, almost done.
I mean, just rock solid. And it's all about the crazy eyes. It's really about the crazy eyes.
This is so much better than Sally Field.
So, yeah, that's mine.
Well,
it's crazy. So
we're down to number one now, yeah?
Numero uno.
Ooh, well, I'm going to step up to the plate because I'm a little nervous that someone else is going to have this vixen. We're going to go to an American classic film. The character Celine in the movie Underworld.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and we're going to talk about some Kate motherfucking Beckin motherfucking Sale. That is the ultimate. I was tempted, honestly, to put her character from Van Helsing, and then I remember just how fucking terrible that movie is. But, gotta love a werewolf killing machine and all leather, you know, that's in a cat suit exercising her Second Amendment right to bear arms just gets my red-blooded, cholesterol-clogged Southern heart pumping.
Get it, son. Get it.
And just something about watching, you know, Kate Beckinsale kill fictional animals that's just erotic to me.
Also, neon blue eyes.
Yep.
Imagine those.
Just imagine those eyes going down on you.
That, yeah. Yeah. Hey, fuck it. We think the same way. So, you want to go get a blowjob together sometime?
Yeah.
Let's do it. And we can see who makes it to the finish line first.
Tim, what are you up to tonight?
Staying as far away from that as I can.
Wow, no comments on Kate Beckinsale, huh?
Because it's just a slam dunk.
It is a slam dunk. Yeah. She should be someone's number one.
It's just a shame that that fucking movie series just sucked so goddamn much. The first one was okay, and this is where I was close. This one made $95.7 million, but I figured, you know, that rounds up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to calculate for inflation. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, so let's go next. Whoever's next, yeah. So I'll shut the fuck up.
I'll go next, just because I guess this is the most attractive from my list, but still not really my thing. I should have probably mentioned, like, Zoe, What's-Her-Face, or Halle Berry, or Pam Grier, but... It's going to be Charlize Theron as Lorraine Broughton in Atomic Blonde from a year or two ago.
Oh, I never saw that.
I don't know that movie.
You guys got to watch it. It's great. So it's directed by the stunt coordinator on John Wick. A little bit of trivia. So she had 8 different personal trainers for the role. She bruised her ribs, cracked 2 teeth while filming. She was also training with Keanu Reeves since they were filming John Wick 2 at the same time, and they became sparring partners. And then also, since you guys haven't seen it, but all the listeners at home too, if you guys haven't seen this movie, just go on YouTube and just Google Atomic Blonde stairwell scene. It is like a 3-minute, like, continuous shot of her just, like, murdering, like, 15 guys trying to get down from, like, the 5th floor of this building. It is awesome.
This is Charlize Theron, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, she plays, like an M6 agent in Berlin right before the wall crumbles.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. James McAvoy is the other guy. He, like, loses his shit. He's just this, like, off-the-wall drug addict, former M6, who, you know, he's pretty much like Brando's character in Apocalypse Now, but just with cocaine. But it's a good one. Check it out if I were you guys.
Definitely.
Yep. I know that's going to be anticlimactic for me, so that's why I wanted to go before everybody else. All right. Who's next?
I'll go next. So it's, believe it or not, it's actually the, I didn't even look up her name because it doesn't matter because she had such a small role, but so perfect. So in The Mummy, the love interest with the mummy, the chick stabs herself and shit, dude, mm-hmm. like the paint, you know, on her. So she's forbidden, you know, like just forbidden rice. You know, not too hard, still has a little bit of jiggle there, you know. Mm-hmm. I like to think that all that paint, as I'd mentioned in that particular recording for the podcast, is like kind of sugary, a little crunchy.
Like a Goldschlager bottle.
You think she's got like a little cinnamon crust on her?
Yeah, definitely, you know, and I got to say, I like my Cinnamon Toast Crunch or whatever the fuck. Right. I mean, you know.
You eat your way to the soft center.
Seriously, you know. And
hold on, real quick, guys. My recording just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah, you sound
I don't
want to
go too far. Yeah, hold on just a second. I don't know what just happened. I just don't want us to go too far without it having fucked up.
You sound like you're on talk radio now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Paco in the truck. What do you got to say?
This sounds like someone from Tennessee calling, like, so just wanted to let you know, South will rise again.
I called it to talk about Lane Kiffin.
I'm going to give you my top 3 jerk-off girls.
After the Bruins lost, I listened to 5 minutes of sports radio when I was in the car, and the first call on Felger and Maz was this guy screaming about how it was Tom Brady's fault that the Bruins lost because he didn't show up to wave the flag before the game.
Oh, God.
And then Felger and Maz, instead of saying, like, wow, you're a moron, said, no, I agree, because Tom Brady thinks he's better than people from Massachusetts.
Those are like, mads need to get just fucking run into traffic.
Oh, dude, if I could kill both of them.
Oh, they are the worst.
It's yeah, yeah, of I'm course. It's Tom yeah. Brady's fault. Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady's fault. Tom Brady has won how many Super Bowls? Six Super Bowls?
Six?
Seven?
I think
yeah,
six.
Six, right?
Yeah. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He can make out this kid. Who gives a
no
shit?
No one should ever speak an ill word about him again.
No. Especially in Boston. Yeah. People outside of Boston, go ahead. Just throw all the hate. Anybody in Boston needs to shut the fuck up.
But Tom Brady, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was talking about, yeah, so this yes. lady. Yeah, so forbidden rice, except covered in gold paint. So once again, forbidden. You can't touch her, but she can tease you just to that point of ecstasy.
And sounds loyal like a fucking condom to, commercial.
Yeah.
A bad condom commercial.
Guaranteed to break 90% of the time, every time.
The 50 cent insurance policy.
Yeah. Don't use if you're in the Alabama borderlines.
It's actually porous on purpose. But
this is just yeah. saran wrap. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But yeah, she's fucking great. And you know what? Loyal. Loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, I'm gonna kill myself, but boo-boo, you run out the back door with your crew. Like, she's down. Dude, she's ride or die. I'm just saying, ride or die. Original gangster. She's definitely from like South Central LA or some shit. I mean, gotta be. I'm gonna look her up later and also probably watch a couple videos for research purposes.
Yep. 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 I'm gonna confiscate this. All right, who's up?
I can go. And John, I'm gonna need you to listen to this one.
Okay.
Fucking close, all right, bud.
All right, dude, I'm listening.
And this one is none other than Lorna Cole from Lethal Weapon 3 and 4.
Good thing and I have Martin, no idea who she is.
Martin Riggs's fucking wife. Do you wanna know why she's Martin Riggs's wife? Because she can beat Martin Riggs, the great Martin Riggs, in a Taekwondo fight. She's that badass.
All right, hold on. What's her name real quick? I'm looking this up.
Lorna Cole, played by Renee Russo.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while. Remember when she was in stuff in the 90s?
I do. I remember when she was in the two of the greatest movies ever made. Lethal Weapon 3 and 4.
I don't know about 4.
She was in 4.
No. I'm just saying as far as great.
Max, come on, dude. Yeah. All of them are great.
Chris Rock. Jet Li, come on.
Chris Joe Pesci. Rock and Jet Li? Yeah.
Can't go wrong with those three.
Throw those on a pot. That's going to be great.
Talk about vixens. Look at Joe Pesci.
Bazinga.
Tits.
Tits?
Joe Pesci does have better tits than Renee Russo.
She does look rather mannish.
Yeah, but she can fucking whip Martin Riggs in a fight.
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember that scene. That? Flipped him right around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
And then don't they? They trade. They kind of do a little Jaws scene. They trade battle scars, and that's how they start fucking.
They do.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did we get everybody there?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Did anyone have like a runner up for number three?
I was gonna say any honorable mentions. I was gonna say I'm surprised no one said Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Same.
Yeah. You get Jolie. I mean, Halle Berry. As
Halle Berry, Swordfish,
the Bond girl.
Flopping them yabos.
Yep, that one too.
I mean, Uma Thurman, fucking Kill Bill, you know, I mean.
Yeah, so Kill Bill, yeah. But I've just never been a big Uma Thurman guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. She was only hot in Be Cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Batman and Robin, and I was about to pull my dick out and spray everywhere.
And paint the garage! Yeah. Yeah. I got to say Sigourney Weaver, Aliens.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah,
Zoe Saldana in the Guardians movies and the X, not X Men. Fucking great. Star Trek.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Fast and the Furious, and you didn't talk about Jordana Brewster.
Which character is her?
She's eyebrows.
Y'all remember
She's what?
Y'all remember Jordana Brewster? She Blockhead was a fox eyebrows, for girl. Like. She was a fox for like two movies,
and then Derek Jeter ruined her.
Yep. Gave her the herpes.
Which character was she again?
She was Dom's sister.
Oh, her. Yeah, no, in those movies, I'm going to be honest, she was definitely just, I mean, dude, fucking smokestack, way better than the other one. But, well, she's right up your alley, Paco. I have to say, very vulnerable.
Boom!
Let's go back to honorable mentions then. So how about, you know, we got Jessica Biel. Mila Djokovic. Nobody mentioned her.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, shit. I love me some Mila Djokovic.
Yep. Fifth Element. Fun fact about the Fifth Element, she was in that. She actually invented the language that she spoke.
Yeah, with a director, and then they got married.
Yeah. Apparently, he was married to the blue lady with the tentacles coming out of her head.
Yeah, which is really fucked up. The opera singer.
Yeah. That's a Frenchman in a nutshell.
Yeah.
There was a movie I loved when I was younger that not so much now because it reminds me of my upbringing. Remember the movie Wrong Turn? Eliza Dushku. Remember Eliza fucking Dushku?
Yeah.
I think so.
Boston Girl.
Oh, dude, she was a fucking fox.
All right, well, that does it for our mini-ep. Just as a heads up, I'm going to be out of the country for the next few weeks, so we might not have another episode. We might, but we might not. So if you guys like the show, please tell your friends about us, and you can also rate and subscribe.
Bump, 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 bump. Cut it out. Gotta cut it out.
Edit it out.
We all want to have a future. And here I am just like literally holding the mic up to my mouth with my hand.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about the Sibian mix it's on while doing the podcast.
Well, I was sitting on a variation of the Sibian.
Made in Ireland.
It was the Max Healy special, and it was gentle yet painful.
Just how you like it.
I mean, well, no, I mean, I like it violent and painful, but... It did just fine.
Did the trick, I take it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Max is he keeps you on your toes. Like, literally, like, on my toes, me ready to leap off his throbbing penis.
You mean he made you touch your toes.
Oh, boy. Make sure this all gets in the podcast, man.
I was about to say, insert Preble groan right there.
Well, we have plenty of those.
See you, too. It's... bite the pillow. I'm going in dry.
Hold on your ankles, Max. We'll get through this together.